The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. I did prepare to be creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Down on your knees, you're gonna look so cold. Down on your knees, you're gonna look so cold. Down, let's take it down. Race up the
hill. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Back to Basics. You notice this is Count Thraithnok introducing you tonight. Susie the Elf McHaggis is not with us. She is currently indisposed. I'm not sure what she's doing. Maybe she's trying to resurrect Spice McHaggis' career. We have no idea here. But tonight's subject, I'm going to talk about out of character, in character, and, you know, just taking us back to the basics of how to play what we want to do. Play ourselves, if you will. Because, listen, first thing you do when you start up this game, I'll remind you, but some of you don't know how to play it. The first thing you do when you log in is you create a name, you create a, am I going to be a face juggernaut? Am I going to be a heel comic? Am I going to be a delinquent? Am I going to be, you look, and then you try to play that character. And it seems to be, sadly, that people don't know who they are, so how can they respond in character if they don't know who the hell they are trying to be? So first off, I'm going to let on a few callers and see what if they have anything they want to like discuss about this. I'm going to bring you all at once and have
hello,
fun.
Hello, Count. How you doing,
we have Tank Girl, White Lightning, Bubbles, and some new person.
Oh, Pupsy and Lightning. Yay!
Hello, greetings to
all. How are you two doing?
Topped up those in a
migraine. Oh, that's
that is very bad to hear, Bubbles.
But I am here just to listen to you, Count, so you better make this good.
Don't you worry. I want to go into detail about a storyline Count had going. A storyline with a certain Punisher, if you will, a psychologist.
Yeah,
I know that the whole that has distorted and then just been brought up in-game, on radio and stuff. And I want to comment on it a little bit, because I've been keeping quiet, trying to stay the fuck out of it. But after giving back Punisher's company on Wednesday, Judgment made some very harsh remarks. Called me the male version of Slammy with the, lack of statistical fortitude of HRB.
Oh, shit, eh?
Pointed me to luggage, how he carried me around, which, if you were there during the agency, you know I won many titles during agency. Well, he was losing to Outlaw, so I don't know how he carried me around. He couldn't even carry himself to the ring half the time. But I'm going to open up. I want to talk about things.
All right. Let's discuss.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and mute most of you again. I was just going to let you guys on. Do you have anything to say before I mute you guys? More than welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
No takers. I like that. Okay, so you all know, on Dead Man's Radio this Monday, they had ended their competition for storylining that they had started back the end of October, beginning of November, saying, after the successful storyline of Judgment and Outlaw, they wanted someone to step up to the plate. And, me and Punisher had stepped up and were doing shit. And so to hear them go, no one stepped up, was a little pissed off for the Count. It really was. Though I have thought about it. I do understand. I fully understand that the storyline never finished. There was, a plague of bullshit that just prevented it from finishing. Out of character shit somehow became making Punisher fired from RAWF, thereby negating our whole fight in the company. So there was no finish to the match. Which honestly really upset me, because before all this pervasive ROC bullshit happened, this storyline with Punisher was not going the way Count had hoped, because, Punisher has an ego, and we all know that. That's in character, he has an ego. That I'm not, it's just breaking kayfabe of my storyline, but I'm not breaking character. All comments tonight are made in character, and if you cannot do the same when you are on the air, you will be booted, muted, and kicked the fuck out. I don't give a shit. And what the fuck are they talking about? Oh, yeah, that man's reading the storyline. So they said no one stepped up, which I understand because of all the bullshit, and the storyline never finished. They could not give credit. That pissed me off, but I understand. But the facts are, he was fired from RAWF. So Judgment wants to say, by me not screwing Punisher, because I showed mercy, because everybody else was kicking this dead horse. And so I decided not to fuck him. I really did. And people don't say, oh, I have no backbone. No. When Judgment, he's a face. Everybody else who was telling me, oh, you know, just fuck over Punisher. Most of them are faces. I'm a heel. So when I look at it this way. Fucking over Punisher was not a heel move. If the masses want me to fuck him over, why the fuck am I fucking him over? So I decided to steal $1 million from his company and leave. Give him the company back, make a fake auction saying he paid me $13 million. No, that was just to fucking have a little laugh. I made it look like, you know, Judgment was firing people. It was really me. Everyone knew that. That was all count. Having fun, fucking with Judgment, fucking with everybody. And, you know, I'm just really tired of people letting their out-of-character feelings dictate what their character is going to say. No, your in-character feelings that dictate what your fucking character says. Because I want to let you all know a little truth right here. Because how the storyline was going out with Punisher, him not being able to sell, you know, being at a disadvantage, being outsmarted, which is the whole point, he was supposed to come and build at the end, I was supposed to lie down, he was supposed to not retire, get his company back, he was supposed to look good after he outsmarted the count, if that count was outsmarting him for weeks. But because he didn't know how to play that role that he was given, that we had talked about, Count in character was going to beat him in that match, then follow him around all of 2015 and go, oh, that's Punisher. That's a buddy who didn't, you know, I retired. Because I knew he wasn't going to sell it. He would be going to show to new companies, talking all this crap about how he's Punisher. I'm like, oh, here's, and I'd be like, isn't that the dude I retired back in 2014? And that was the whole thing. And then he gets fired from RAWF. I find out the day before, and their way of paying me off and making me feel complacent is giving me a Platinum Dragon title fight, which was cool. I like a title fight, but the champion's MIA. I got the title, no contest. That's a payoff if I've ever seen a fucking payoff. And Count Grace, not frankly. Well, he's a Platinum Dragon champion now, so he's going to have some fun stirring the pot and kicking people's arse in RAWF. So that's what I'm doing with that. I hear Tanker lost her heavyweight championship to Canadian, which also was beautiful to see. I love Tanker and all, but, you know, Canadian Forster is a tough guy. So I'm going to bring Tanker along to discuss, you know, how she feels with RAWF giving me a L Platinum Dragon championship as a payoff.
As a payoff? Wow. Well, all I got to say about that, Count, congratulations. But also know that the big boss will be coming after that. Shifty will come after that belt. And with force.
Oh, I fully anticipate Shifty's company. That's his favorite title in the company, he has told me.
Yep. Yeah, well, it is what it is. You got a title, you got some gold. I lost some gold, but that's okay. I'll get that gold back. Bubsy,
I'm waiting. Can you read the chat real quick? That seems to be your current radio gig.
Okay, the chat is a little empty. People, please share my spam or spam for your own self or find my spam and spam it. But in the chat tonight, I'm not too sure who the Back to Basics radio host is, so raise your hand and tell me who you are. We have Bucky. We also have my co-host, Sean, from PWR. He's under Evolution Radio. We have Griffith. The immortal something or other, because your name is too damn long, so I can't see it all. We have a guest. I'm not quite sure who that is, but hi, guest. I'm still not sharing my brownies with you. And my wonderful son, Jonathan, the Grappler Taylor. Send a message to your sister. There. Done.
But yes, the whole story on the Punisher was not going the way. I know the trash talk battle did not go as well as people had hoped it would. At least there was trash talk going at each other. So I'm not insulting Truth and Outlaw in any way, because that fucking show, for not being trash talking each other, was the highlight of I was the only one that got a little bit tired than his last topic. Everybody else was just eating it up.
That was incredible. I'm telling you, I think I peed a little. I'll tell you straight up.
That's what my Malice says. He's debating leaving because Patrick's running quick, and most of them let OLC decisions dictate what their character's going to do. And that's one thing that's always off the count. Because time has always been count. I will fuck you for in-character reasons. I'm not going to fuck you for out-of-character reasons. And that's why I do Punisher Mercy. That is why I gave him the company back.
Well, you know what? The man went OOC on himself. What does he want people to do? It is what it is.
He was going in and out. I understand that storyline was all in character. There was an out-of-character moment. And to him to be fired in character for out-of-character, whatever the hell happened, I'm not defending Punisher, don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, became the Count's own aspiration from 2015. I was going to follow Punisher for a year and say, hey, that's the fucking guy retired. I was going to swerve him hard. He doesn't know this. Mm. He's probably found this out. He probably just found this out and was a little pissed off. But I was going to swerve him in character because of in-character storyline ability. Not anything out of character. But then when I was told, you know, by people, hey, you should do this, they have, you know, ulterior motives of vindictive hate. That's not what drives the Count. I was not going to kick a dead horse when he's down.
That's you, though. I have no love for Punisher. So, yeah. And I was asked to keep this. I see, so I will.
Truth on Monday made a very good point when he was talking about Viper King. Or was it Viper King or was it Revelation? I don't know who it was. He was talking about whoever hitches a ride with Punisher is an idiot. And I laughed as I hitched a ride with Punisher on a storyline and nowhere, and I'm laughing. That's how I dealt with my pissed off and not getting recognition from Dead Man's Radio. I'm not mad about it. I understand there was never no finish and all the other bullshit happened. So I'm not mad at Dead Man's Radio. I'm not mad. I'm not insulting them for not saying someone stepped up because they did give me a nod at the end saying, oh, you know, Count's a great storyline. But I feel like, yo, I stepped up. Fuck off.
Okay, people say that your mic is crackling. It sounds okay to me, but I'm on my phone, so.
Well, I do apologize if it is crackling. There was some technological difficulties with Blog Talk tonight. The show started earlier than planned. I could be having mic issues, which does happen. I'm actually, Count Very Funk is ordering a new mic, and he'll be getting it next week, hopefully.
Ooh, that's good. Yes, people, it is very important that you have a headset. Get a damn headset. They're not that fucking expensive. Don't make it such a big deal.
And your son asked how my head is because he chose to beat me with a cricket bat a few days ago. It's healing. I have a black eye, but it's healing.
Do you have a glass eye?
Well, a black eye. I don't have a glass eye.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a glass eye. I was about to say. Wow, dude.
That'd be fucking hilarious. Someone could say, I want to fuck you in your glass eye. I'd be like, whoa.
Hey, man, keep away with Count's glass eye. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I only have one testicle, and I have a testicle in a jar of formaldehyde. And Candy stole that from me once and was having fun running around with that. Yes, you heard it here, folks. Count Fraysoff only has one testicle, which explains my prepubescent voice. And if you don't like my voice, go fuck yourself. There's the boot. Shove it up your rectum.
Okay, then. If you only have one testicle, so what's the deal? Is yours a ping pong? Because I know it ain't Rubbermaid, like Judge. You go ping pong, or what'd you do? Tupperware? Fuck.
So I'm going to ask the chat, is it still crackling? Am I crackling to you? Am I T-painting? What's going on?
No. I don't hear that you're T-painting.
I sound fine on my end, but I'm not through the radio, so I'm being projected to the radio. Cool.
God. Sean, you're fucking disgusting. Sean says, take out your glass eye and let me fuck your brain. You fucking sick bastard. Not doing nothing in the background. Nothing. I rolled a joint in the background. That's about it.
Haven't ever told you, Sandy, not to roll a joint live on air.
What? I'm sorry?
You should not,
I missed that.
Not roll fingers on air. You know, you need your fingers to, obviously, rhinocorn. Duh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not rhinocorning. I try not to type as much. But, yeah, when I do, it's not too bad. If I get called on it, oh, well, so what, I have to mute when I fucking type. Big deal. Oh, man. But people, you know what to do. You scroll up to the top. You hit the handy-dandy blue Skype button because it's free and stuff. Or you can use your anytime minutes on your cell phone plan and call 646-478-0073. Canadians, you just use your, if you have a North American plan, it's a good bet. But you know how to get in here and talk to the cool kids.
Well, yeah, the cool kids. I'll give you a nod today, thank you. I'll be generous.
Mm-hmm. It's the Cool Kids Table. I named it. I named it 3 years ago.
I hope 2015 that we can all learn. Yes, it's always going to be out of character feelings. We all have those. We're humans. But in character, can we all just let that what the fuck we're doing?
Oh,
and
my God.
Clicks run around. That's all I want. And I'm going to have so much fun. And he's saying Shifty wants my Platinum Dragon title that I was handed.
Mm-hmm.
I will hand it back into his face repeatedly until I walk out the champion again.
Well, that's his baby, man. Xanthar's title. What do you want from him?
It's happy hour. This is in the public challenge declaring that I have his baby and he can have it if he can win it. He said a long time ago he wants to fight the Count and have some fun with the Count. Well, Count is going to start off 2015, well, with some fun.
Well, the boss is a good wrestler, man, and I know he's coming after that title. I know he's coming hard, and I know he's coming
hard. Especially when I just called him the handout, and I want to get some validation for it. He's not going to be happy that I called the belt a handout. I figured it's not. Okay, and joining us very hopefully shortly will be my stable leader of the Wicked Initiative, Malice. He also made a scene berating OOC bullshit. And I'm sure he has a lot to say on, you know, people not being able to stay in character as well. I'm looking forward to his. But Tanky, I know that you do have claims of being, you know, obnoxious and loud yourself. So do you have any feelings of out of character being a bad thing, being a good thing? What's your feelings on?
Okay. We all know that, as far as I'm concerned, OOC is as bad as OCD. Okay, it doesn't belong in wrestling, it doesn't belong on the radio, it doesn't, as far as the game is concerned, it does not belong, period, the end. But, hey, awesome Aussie B-Man, who just entered the chat, hi. Anyways, if somebody goes OOC on themselves, now my question here is it okay to join them? If the man OOCs himself or the woman OOCs himself, do we carry it on? That there is a hard decision as well. But I'll tell you straight up, I hate OOC. As Griffith is saying in the chat, OOC is the devil. So, yeah, I don't think there's any place for it on radio. But then again, if somebody outs themselves OOC, what do you do?
Well,
what are you supposed to do?
So my manager this, my manager that. Count has said manager 3 times on, like maybe 3 to 4 times on a feed. And I'll say it in private chat, because that's private chat. You know, he's still talking in character, but you're talking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll spend. I do. A count, there is no manager. It's a count.
Mm-hmm.
There, I believe anything I've ever done has been directed by count's motives.
Okay. Apparently, Griffith wants you to know it's wicked antagonistic Griffith here.
Yeah,
holy mouthful, buddy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who he is.
Call me antagonistic dick if you'd like to. I'm sure he'd love that.
Yeah. But yeah, people, go share my spam. Let's pack this chat as best we can. I'll go spam again so you can find it.
So I think people need to look at their profile and go, hey, am I going to be a heel today? So if I'm going to be a heel, come heel, I'm going to be. They're going to be going for it. And then they pick one, and they got to play that role. They cannot play them an extension of their manager. If it's just your manager in face paint, it's no fun. I don't want to play with you.
Uh-huh.
I want some able to detach yourself and to understand that when I insult you, I'm insulting your avatar, and that you can insult me, my avatar, as your avatar. And is that so really hard to grasp?
Sorry, just spamming for you, honey. Do that real quick. Okay, people, go to the feed, share my spam. Let's pack this joint.
Exactly. I'm a tweener as well. I'm a heel right now, but I'm a tweener. And if you don't know what that means, then you're an idiot.
I'm a heel, but I'm a heel comic. You know, so I'm not heel asshole or heel prick mouth or anything like that. But I'm still going to backhand you with my helmet any chance I get. But, yeah, I'd rather make you laugh, to be honest.
Indeed. I want to check the studio. I have not looked in a moment. He's also here.
Okay,
but honestly,
some people...
to learn how to be themselves, but also not their manager. Be themselves. Stop letting petty out of stuff. It doesn't apply to the game. If you're in Woo and you're having a storyline, don't let anything else dictate what you're going to do except for what's happening in that storyline or in that game. Whoa. It's a game, yes, I'm reminding you, but we have to learn how to play it. We got to learn to play each other and have fun and laugh about it. And not just get, you know, when I say something about someone, I'm going to get 20 messages from their friends. And the scene started, oh, this guy's bashing my friend, and blah, blah. It's just a common fuck out. Relax. It's probably a storyline. Let's have fun. Why can't we? What's with all this gang jumping mentality?
But, yeah, if you're namby-pamby and can't handle being trash-talked at, this is not the game for you. You know, if you're going to go whine to the mods and to the CEO, about, oh, so-and-so called me a duty head. Well, then this game is not for you. I'd say it.
No. I will tell you the exact number of reports I've ever filed to the mod. Zero.
None.
Zero.
I really don't see the need. You know, if Myth is here, last time Myth was in a radio chat, I asked him for a hockey stick. I said, I need a hockey stick. You're giving me Canadian T-shirts and a Canadian jersey and Canadian hats. Where the fuck is my hockey stick? So, yeah,
no,
that is the most you'll ever see me go to the mods or the CEO about, is I need a hockey stick.
So you go about a tire and things you can hold in the ring? Well, that's better than complaining, so I can't really complain about that. I'm holding a hammer right now. I don't like to walk around with a hammer.
I've got the hammer. The hammer's pretty fucking sweet, man. Let me tell you, especially the claw end. I'm loving it. It's fucking great. Sorry,
so I'm gonna let
a bit of a cold.
I enjoy the Australian bee man. So you're live.
Hang on. The Australian baby. Okay, you're right, I'm Australian. You got that correct. But I'm the awesome Aussie Bayman. Let's get this correct. Let's just not fuck my name here.
Can I try again? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Back to Basics, the awesome Australian B-Man. Is that a little better?
I'll let that one slide. That's just all right. That's fair enough. I don't want you doing a third take because the shit's already gotten a bit. Okay, so I've gotten here, and I hear you guys talking about a scenario that has been beaten to death more than. Oh, fuck it, I'm just going to say it, even though I know this is Susie's network, but this horse has been beaten more times than the fact that Stallion runs a fucking shitty game that's still not fucking running.
Trey.
Jesus.
You are
okay, here's the facts, people, all right, and this is where I get into rant mode, okay? You motherfuckers can't take... somebody trash-talking you? What the fuck are you doing here? If you're a person that, you know, can't tell the difference between yourself and a manager, I would kindly suggest go out on a couple of dates in real life with somebody, try and settle down and get a fucking life, because obviously this game has become your fucking life, okay? Number three, If you're a person that gets offended by what I say to you on radio and you think that's me actually talking to your manager, well, I'll just say grow some fucking balls.
Any forward?
I'd have to agree.
Step four, if you get offended by the fact that, you know, like, political shit gets brought up on radio and you don't have the same views as people because they don't like to sit on the fence and don't go, this motherfucker's guilty, this motherfucker's not guilty, I like waiting until there's an innocent or guilty verdict. Shut the fuck up! No one cares! Like, I'm sorry, like, let's go back. Like, Tank, you were part of this situation. There was a situation between Tank and Punisher. Bill fucking Cosby got brought up. What the fuck?
You know what? I am so over the Bill Cosby thing. I don't know how to feel anymore.
That's what I'm saying, though. My question is, what the fuck was that doing on a fucking show in the first place?
I have no idea. After 45 minutes of listening to it, I came into the Bill Cosby intro because why the fuck not?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't mean to interrupt you or anything, but please welcome to the chat, Lord Amadeus. We also have Tazzy and Shino Malice and the legendary King Outlaw. Welcome, people. You know what to do. You know how to call in. I don't have to tell you.
You know the number. 1-6-4-6-7-8-0-0-7-3. Or you can just put the handy-handy Skype call at the top of the page and call in. You're more than welcome to.
But B-Man, okay, but back to what you were saying. Okay, everybody brought up the Bill Cosby thing, and yeah, I did go off. And I do apologize for that. That was really fresh. I did not know how to take that situation in any way. Well, you know.
You handled it very, very poorly.
I did the best I could. I'll tell you straight up. I did the best I could.
I will be brutally honest here, okay? Because everyone here in this chat knows I'm everything with honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Tank, as far as that situation goes, you handled that situation shit.
You're right.
You brought up before, okay? And I promise I'm not picking on you, not tonight, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've got other people on my hit list besides you.
Right on.
But you brought up a situation before about people that bring their managers into radio. Now, here's the thing. When it came to that Bill Cosby situation, this is where things got awkward, and I tried to tell you very politely that, you know, you need to, like, get back into character because you're fucking going off the rails a little bit. Because as soon as the Bill Cosby situation came up, you brought up a private matter that your manager went through that nobody needed to know about, and that made extra fucking awkward.
But it made extra crispy.
Oh, it was extra fucking awkward.
Yeah, you're right. And B-Man, I'm gonna tell you, you're entirely right. I did not have to deal with it the way I did, and I did break character. That wasn't fucking cool. That's not something I usually do, and I shouldn't have done it at all. And B-Man's entirely right. You know, don't do what Tank did. Okay? Don't do it.
Guys, I do apologize for things that we are speaking of managers here. I would like to stay on here and rant a bit more, because trust me, I have fucking far more people that I have to get onto. But unfortunately, my manager's actually got another show that he's got to do. We'll actually talk with you guys later on.
I didn't even know you. Oh wow, you got another show? Where?
I don't have another show. My manager sits on a panel of people that talk about wrestling stuff. So, yes.
Yeah.
We will I'll talk about everyone else and who I'm pissed off at another time. But enjoy the rest of your show.
Okay,
look forward to hearing. See you later, Austin.
And thanks for coming out, dude.
It was nice to hear from B-Man. It really was.
It's always good to hear from B-Man.
No good trash talk that could have went horribly wrong. On Monday night, when there was the trash talk of when they talked about Shifty Outlaw, and he went, I have to find truth, and did the, you know, list of the four stereotypical black things. That could have went over really bad if not delivered in such an amazing way, and also the way Truth just went back with condescending white nerdy racist man. It was beautiful.
And And welcome to the chat, B666. Too many sixes. Three.
Hey, thank you. I will be right back. I need to refill my coffee cup. Can you take over for a minute or two?
Oh, I certainly can. Well, people, if there's anything you would like to talk about, you know how to get in here. The number is in the chat, and you know how to use the Skype button. I don't have to tell you anything about that. But, yeah, you know, to trash talk efficiently, and I'm sure at Law and LA will back me up on this, Shino, too. white and nerdy. It's an art. It is an art. You need, as far as I am concerned, to know who you're trash talking, all right? And the other night, you know, the trash talkers knew who exactly what they were getting into, and Outlaw and Truth, they know each other well enough to do it effectively. That's so, I'm telling you. I can honestly say, and I'll say it now that Outlaw is here, I think I peed a little, okay? Just a little. You know, it was that damn good. When I was on air, when I was let on air to do stuff, I had to mute myself because I was snorting away. Now, people, if you didn't hear it, just get yourself over to the Trainwreck radio scene and go and listen to their archives. It's not that hard to do. It's CSWF radio. All right. What else can we talk about? Okay, we've covered OOC versus IC and why OOC is a piece of shit thing to do. We've covered what not to do. covered Bill Cosby. No, there's no SOA anymore. I can't talk about that. But, yeah. Oh, shit. But in order to trash talk somebody properly, I feel, you got to throw away certain words. You got to throw away certain things that you would actually say out in the real world because, well, I'm not saying they don't translate here, but you really, if you're gonna come on air, say a guy's trash talking a chick, and all he's got is slut, bitch, whore, skank. That is not the way to trash talk somebody. All right, you can make fun of what she's wearing,
yeah,
make fun of her fucking hair, make fun of her skills, you know. But people know how to. I think we all know how to trash talk a woman, right? We don't need to talk about that. But yeah. Oh, and welcome to the chat, Michelle Newbreaker.
Can you hear me, Tanky?
Yes, I can hear you, doll. Loud and clear.
Okay, because you were talking over me. I'm trying to get something in, but I totally forgot what I was going to say now.
Okay. Yeah, as Tazi just said, the trash talk battle was just epic.
It actually was. I have not laughed that hard in so long. But honestly, with trash talk, it was common. If you're going to push the button, the envelope, and go over the line, can't hesitate. You have to just say what you're going to say, and just fire from the hip. And sure, it's going to be, it may rub someone the wrong way. The whole point is to kind of be a little edgy and mess with people and make them go, holy shit, I don't like that. Especially if you're playing the role of a dick. You have to push that line. And you can't just try the mod, oh, I said something that's slightly racial or slightly sexist or slightly this, so please don't do that. That's not effective trash talk. I don't know, but girls have dated to over, you know, 50 people in character. To say she dates a lot of men is not really inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. I don't care if you call me a cunt, but you really can't call me a slut because I haven't really spread myself across the WU.
Well, haven't you dated now? What's your rough total?
Hold on. In the almost 4 years, I think I've done pretty good. I'd say about 6 in 4 years.
That's not bad then.
No.
Not even reaching adulthood yet.
Hold on a sec.
But I have someone waiting, Tank. I'm going to mute you, and I'm going to bring on my stable leader, Shino Malik.
Awesome. Awesome, dude. No problem.
All right, and this is the portion where Tank Girl shuts the fuck up.
Well, I muted her, so she has no real choice.
That's always a bonus. As you all know, the topic of the opening portion of this show was IC versus OOC. I'm pretty sure a lot of you have seen that no one gives a fuck about Woo scene that I made last night, whatever the fuck, it doesn't matter. Here's why. I'm sure a lot of you have noticed that you cannot, I repeat, cannot get any storylines going just because of the simple fact that you have 1, 2, 30, 100, who fucking knows how many of them that there are. There are retarded fucktards. That's right, retarded fucktards. That's the worst kind of fucktards you could ever possibly find. Who will catapult themselves directly into the middle of your storyline without knowing it's a storyline and ruin that shit. You have talentless hacks constantly drawing more heat than what they can withstand and running to the mods and telling them, ooh, he said a bad word, please put him in timeout, mommy. Or if I may go back to what was used on air when I did the most heinous, most vile. Yeah, I got a little too passionate there. I slammed my fist down on the dash here and pushed the button. Shit, next time put me on the other side, count. Anyway, as I was saying, you have far too many people who will jump into the middle of your storylines and ruin them. You have far too many people who will get upset about being trash-talked. They'll run to the mods and tell them, that guy's rude. And a lot of the times the mod won't do anything because you're perfectly in character, you're perfectly fine. Sometimes you get a warning. That's beside the point. The fact still remains, as Count had been saying the entire time he was on the air, you cannot let your OOC feelings dictate what you do in character. I, being Shino Malice, one who is known to walk the line, one who is known to provide some of the most, dare I say it, controversial material when it comes to trash talking, I think I know what it means to take heat, give heat, and for God's sakes, create heat. Hell, if I wanted to, I could take responsibility for Heat Raider. I just generate that much heat. Perfect example. A couple nights ago, I had, I'm going to call him Big Kid. Yes, that's right. I did a little OOC there because it was actually Leaping Jack, you know, his alt. Everyone knows it's his alt, so who gives a fuck? I had him dangling by the strings like a good little puppet. He was on the news feed talking about how he was bored. He saw more shit popping off in a box of Cracker Jacks, and I, like, literally mangled this fucker. He called me the Joker because, you know, I have the Joker hair going right now on the Joker face paint. So I hit him with a line that was something like, pay attention, mental midget. This Joker is aces when compared to a supposed king like you, Jack. While you look for a Batman, I'll wrap my hand around this Batman and beat you a few new feet like you were an amputee.
Oh, damn. Take him up on the knees.
Now, a lot of people watching that witnessed the merciless mangling of that midget. I had Sin Credible. I'm sure a lot of you know him. He's an intentional idiot. He's kind of funny, though, so keep your eyes on him. He instantly just cracks the fuck up like, dude, who are you wrecking? Like, why? But for some odd reason, this mental midget just had to believe he was on the winning side. And what makes matters worse is he took it to another level and started telling other people he schooled me. Even people who know me, have known me for years. Duchess Double X Bomb. Shit, I think he might have mentioned something to Des Bryant. It's a couple of people he might just went around talking so much like, oh, I schooled him. Yeah, that's right. He just kept going and I don't respect him because of that. No. I am like what people would call top tier when it comes to trash talking. I don't like to brag. I don't like to boast. Who the fuck am I kidding? I will throw every single one of my superior skills in your face faster than a fucking splash in a swimming pool full with nothing but 6-year-olds.
I was going to say, like, you have an ego, man. It's pretty obvious. It's a pretty big ego.
I have a huge ego. Now, I'm going to do this for probably the first time ever on radio. My manager is nothing like me. Nothing. If you were to see him and I sitting side by side in a room, you'd wonder, how in the hell is he responsible for me? How did you manage to get him to cooperate with you long enough to sign a contract to join Unstoppable? It doesn't make sense. You're such a pencil neck pushover.
So you're not
I can call for that. Pretty much. And it's a very, very wide difference. It can be seen from the mountaintop. You can look from the top of the Statue of Liberty. You can stand at the very top of the Eiffel Tower and look to Japan, and I'm pretty sure you'd see him in Okinawa and me in Osaka. If that's not far enough for you, how about we go from Tokyo to Okinawa? There's a bit of a difference for you. Hey, better yet, let's spread it apart even more. From Japan to Australia. It's too wide of an array. Yet, for some odd reason, we have countless people who cannot separate the difference between the two. I'm not going to name names yet. And there are a lot of them who get praised. I'm going to make mention of something real quick. I don't mean to cut you off. I'm going to make mention of something real quick. I saw when you were talking about the pack mentality, gang mentality, however you want to mention it, I saw in the chat that Buckshot had said something about people being fucking weak because they like to succumb to that mind state. Buckshot, who the fuck are you kidding? You are one of the first to join in any scene where there is a pack going on. You have joined how many addiction scenes where he's going at who? Jamie G, Gunslinger, whatever. But here you are on the radio show in the chat making it seem like you're innocent. Don't pull that shit, buddy. I'll call you on it every time.
Yeah, as you say, you know, it's true. We are a stable, and we do go after people. But we can do it individuals or together. We don't need our group to cause an impact.
See, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand about the Wicked Initiative. Every single person that I picked up for a reason. No one, I repeat, no one. Wait, let me say that a little bit louder just in case you didn't get it. No one would ever be seen in such a close proximity with me if they could not match my intensity. Every single person, with the slight exception of Des Bryan, can keep it directly to them and whoever else they choose. Let's say, for example, who's that down there? Sin Demented? Let's say, oh, Kitty. Let's put Kitty out there. Let's say Kitty and Sin are going at it. The Wicked Initiative will join you. But we'll watch.
We'll watch and wait.
We'll probably have a few comments. We'll make remarks between each other. Doesn't mean we're talking to you. And that's another thing that a lot of people need to figure out. Just because a person joins a scene where you're trash-talking another person and they say something, it does not mean they are talking to you. You do not have to respond to every comment made. Focus on your target and stay there.
If you don't focus, you're fucked. I tell you, stay focused.
Now, Des Bryan, I'm not going to discredit Des Bryan. Des Bryan is an incredible talent. He's just more of a comedic aspect, which is exactly what we need with all of the talent that we have. We need someone who can keep things light when you have people like me, Count, and Griffith going around just fucking shit up.
Well, yeah, we do. We win titles and don't take names. We don't care. I'm not going to send you a Christmas card afterwards.
I'll probably take, CSWF. We'll be paying you a visit very soon. I'll be coming for whichever title is the most prestigious there, and just to show that I don't give a fuck, I'll burn it directly in the swamp where everyone can witness.
Oh, yeah, CSWF, we have plans. I'm going to give every opponent I beat a Son of a Goatless Whore t-shirt and a pair of pull-ups.
But, you guys didn't hear any of this from me. In case you guys didn't notice, I'm currently mute.
Well, that's convenient.
Yes, I've taken a vow of silence as far as Unstoppable is concerned. I'm not wasting my words with any of these oxygen-depraved Nimrods.
You're taking a vow of...
Yeah, yes, Pippin, yes, I am totally speaking into a pop can. It's because the sound of that pop can is more threatening than anything that comes out of your mouth.
Well, Pimpin', he's amused me every now and then, but most of the time, I just keep having stupid drama with good friends of mine. But I don't get involved, because again, I don't get involved in my friend's drama unless it somehow pertains to me, and it never has. I have no real issue on Pippin. He sometimes amuses me with his comeback. Sometimes I just go, eh, whatever.
I'm not gonna lie. Pippin has come a long way. I had no respect for him at all whatsoever after the little fiasco that happened in, what was it, Unstoppable Superstars or some shit like that, run by Hero Riot Starter. He's got a little bit of work to do as a GM. He's got promise, but he needs a bit more tactical skills applied.
Make a self-heard of myself. I got NWN and I just gave it away after like 6 months of doing nothing because it just fell apart.
Being a GM is not for the faint of heart. It is definitely a task that requires a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of fucks to give, which I have none.
I got given NWN by Outlaw because he couldn't run it. He was running it for a while really well. He gave it to me because he wanted to give it up, and I was like, okay. And then all a bunch of GMs had some problems and became a huge technological, political bullshit, and I was... Finally, Prince of Wales, a few months later, was like, hey, I noticed something's really happening. Do you care? Do you just want to sell it to me? I'll give you a decent price for it. I'm like, dude, I got given this company. I'll just take the 10 reference.
Mini fee. Nice nameplate, Mini fee.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very lovely nameplate. If you want a nameplate twice as lovely as her, I'm pretty sure she can point you to the right person. Is that Mr. Rogers?
No, that's Mr. Esquire. But...
Oh, shit, it's just the same. Hey, Judgment J. Esquire, how's things in your neighborhood? Still watching that little trolley?
Chino.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Now, that is classic. That is classic. Judgment, I have to give you...
You know, okay, first of all, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to God only knows what paper and plastic you guys are going through. I mean, you've got one over here known as Count who basically is about as... Oh, God, I don't even know how value he is. I mean, he's basically... You could go to a hardware store and buy yourself a garden gnome and be more relevant than this guy is. And Shino, the closest thing that you ever got to be achieving was being a spare tire on a presidential motorcade because, sir, let me tell you this much. As far as in anything else you've done in this entire industry, you brought the Wicked Initiative. Well, you know what, dude? When I masturbate, it's called a Wicked Initiative because I masturbate like a pro. You're sitting here running your mouth, talking all this garbage, talking about what you're going to do. You call yourself mute? Dude, that's exactly what you are. You're a mute. Now, read my middle finger and sit down and shut the fuck up.
Let me give you a slow clap there, Judge. Give me just a second. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a one-hand clap. Can you hear it?
You know, I can hear it because this is what you're going to have to do for us now, Mr. Peppermint Breath, is basically you can't do what you want to do because you don't have this testicular fortitude that you're needing to do. Now, how many times are you going to actually have people carry you for yourself? You know, you sit there, you talk about buckshot.
Hang on a second, Judgment. Just give me just like 2 seconds real quick. I'll let you finish. Just give me 2 seconds. All right, hang on.
Taylor Swift.
Continue. I know I'm going to need more of that
after. You're saying all this stuff about Buckshot, but you know, Buckshot is relevant. And what have you achieved in your career, sir, besides nothing? You know, they made them things called a Walkman for a reason, because that's basically what you are. You're a Walkman. You walk around contradicting all this stuff. Let me tell you something. You're about as relevant as Rim right now.
I'm about as relevant as Realm. That is quite hilarious, considering the fact that as far as where I stand, you still dwell in my shadow. Judgment, your name hasn't held.
I dwell in your shadow.
I don't
really?
Know. Probably when Relic was last carrying you.
Oh, let's speak about carrying. How many times has myself, Mr. 187, or any of the other known people in the game actually had to carry you? We've carried you like a water container so many times.
You've carried me. Wait. Time out. You've carried me. Hang on. I have on great authority, actually, that every single time, any time that the Misfits have been associated with my name, you've come to me directly requesting my services, wanting my help. Why? Because I have what you no longer pack, Judgment. That is Edge. And no, I'm not talking about the former WWE superstar who broke his neck. I'm talking about the ability and the effect to knock a person down without even lifting a finger.
That, you know, here's the thing about you, Shino, that's really amazing. You actually are, the people on television, anyone that watch television, they actually have something named after you. You are the boring paper bag chip. You are the one that superstars, you think we sit inside of you and we actually use you. Yeah, we do use you. We use you like a used cigarette. That's not what you are. But you know
okay,
what?
We cast you aside like yesterday's news, Judgment. Please stop. It's raining outside and I'd hate to see all those great lines that you had printed up just go to waste. I mean, seriously, it's going to smear all over my doorstep and I do not have the time to bring a mop out there to clean you up. I mean, sheesh, cleaning you up would take a little bit of work at that. I mean, sheesh, how long has it been since you've taken a shower, Judgment? You smell a little homeless. What happened to the Justice Mansion? I thought you were so rich.
Oh, I'm rich, dude. Here's the thing. I can...
Judge, you're rich in wealth, but you're not enriching in talent.
My talent surpasses anything that you've ever thought or dreamed that you're going to be able to achieve in this. Let's just go down memory lane. How many rage quits are you going to do this time, Shino? What's your New Year's resolution? Are you going
to
do
my New Year's resolution, Judgment? My New Year's resolution is to rage quit 176 times within the first 3 months of fucking 2015, just so that way every single one of you people who are constantly saying, oh, look, Shino's gonna rage quit again, has something else to say, because, hey, guess what? There's nothing else you can do. I provide for you every single piece of ammo. I continually do the same things. You know, you call yourself the puppet master, but what it looks like to me is I'm the one pulling the strings and making you move. You have no ammo for me unless I provide it. It's the same with everyone. I dwell on a land all my own. I can say it as much as I like, and a whole lot of people might disagree, but when it comes down to this, Judgment, you know, as well as everyone else out there listening, that no one, I repeat, no one can match me.
No one can match. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, you're actually giving me a headache.
Well, I've got a Tylenol for you, Judgment. Would you like it? It might look like a bat, but don't worry about that. It's perfectly, totally Tylenol.
It's totally Tylenol. What is Punisher's minion want now? He's over there talking. What do you want, Count? I've heard all this shit going on.
I gave him a pity penance. I gave him mercy. I did not kick a dead dog while he was down for the masses.
Count. You wear a crown. You walk around unstoppable like you are Mr. King. well, you know, there's one thing you're lacking in that, being a king there, Count, and that's testicular fortitude. But I will be happy to say Shino here is given a lot of testicular fortitude out because he doesn't have anything else to do with it. So basically, Shino could actually get together and maybe duct tape yourself, and you could actually in a wind.
Hey, Judge, I've got so much testicular fortitude to spare that I can give you enough to refill that missing testicle you have, and then maybe you might have the balls to do more than just run your mouth on radio.
Oh, see, I can do more than run my mouth on radio, but see, I understand.
Are you in
CSWS
judgment?
I understand you're having a problem because it seems like, you know, I don't know how many quarters you got left for your little payphone booth that you're calling from, because every time you turn to the left, the wind comes through. So maybe someone would actually try to help you and get you a phone cord so that way you can actually call from inside your house.
Well, I'd do that, but, you know, I'm more of the paranoid type, you know, wrestling around with people like you for years who's constantly backstabbing people. You tend to stray away from giving out the proper phone number. I don't want you calling me week in and week out, sending me fucking audio clips of you and Freak having a good time. No, I don't want to hear that shit. I'd much rather listen to the sweet, sweet sounds of you suffering as I crush your skull while you don't know where I'm coming from.
Well,
now, I'll ask you once more,
no,
Judgment.
Are
you in CSWS?
Well, why don't we ask CSWS themselves? Let me see. Is this CSWF right here?
I am in CSWF, but I'm not representing CSWF.
So who is this?
It's Tanky, you nerd.
I know it's you. I'm trying to see who CSWF
okay.
is. Where is CSWF?
I'm going
to
eat my...
somewhere.
My cereal.
Where is CSWF?
And this is the part where the Jeopardy music plays.
I'm trying to find CSWF here.
That was me!
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Am I on now?
No?
Yes,
no,
sure.
No, you're not.
Oh, you little Count Z sounding little wannabe. A big deal, so you're going to threaten my company's unified title? Have you lost
no,
your...
No, hey, Bubbles.
No, you've had your...
No, I'm sorry, you've got me misconstrued. I haven't made a single threat. No, I made a promise.
Oh, I promise?
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
Do you think I care?
Quite frankly, that's the wrong term to use. I could give a rat's ass if you care or not. The fact still remains, once I set foot into your company, that title is good as gone.
Hold up, Malice. Let her talk. She has something to say first. Then respond.
Well, that would make me seem like a gentleman. I have to make people remember I'm rude.
Like, I care. I can be just as rude as you are. You know, maybe... As King Outlaw said, you can't say my name without getting mad. But this redheaded bitch has a temper, and you threaten my swamp. Had a bad day.
Wait, you can't say your name
I'm
without getting mad. I can say your name while I'm still laughing, Bubbles.
Aren't you just so funny? You want to sit here and run your mouth while you try to imitate Count Z, because that's exactly what you sound like, by the way. And
oh, cool. I'm not the only one that thinks so. Yay!
Imitation of me.
He's a bad imitation of you at that, Count Z. But you're going to just sit there and run that little...
Wait. If I'm a bad imitation of Count Z...
I do believe
that
you called you Peppermint Peppermint. You're a candy cane sucker, bitch.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to get over the fact that she seems to be a Dolly Parton that has had a little bit too much tobacco going through her throat. Are you on the verge of needing to get one of those little devices to make you sound like Kane when he still had the original mask?
You know, when you talk like this
you know,
and then
you
get to talking about how you do things.
You know what? You know what? Hello, people. How are you doing? Well, the motherfucking Sue Johnson is in the building. How is everybody?
Good evening. It's real in the last minutes of the show. True.
Okay, can anybody? Okay. You know what? I my man said he made a promise to what he was going to do. And here's what I didn't hear. Send me an invite so I can do it. You know, in the swamp, and me and she don't get along. You know, we both shit talkers. But being that I am a professional shit talker, I believe in the don't talk about it, be about it. If you planning on doing something, ask for the invite.
Oh, this is already in motion.
Hey, Bob,
the whole purpose of bringing it to the radio is to make it even more known. CSWF.
So you're already in the company?
I have my cohorts in the company, and my appearance will be made very soon. And by very
then your words ring hollow, sir. If one does not back up what one says immediately, then one is considered a person that is plotting, and we all know who does plotting.
Let me reiterate that, since apparently Truth must have lost a few batteries on that hearing.
I heard you. You said you had minions there.
My cohorts are already there. My entrance shall be made shortly. And by shortly, I mean as soon as the paperwork gets sent in the mail right now.
Oh, God. Paperwork in the mail, this, that, and the third. Don't talk to me about it, bitch. Let's go.
Famous last
one. Do I have to say it in plain English? Send the invite. I'll be there before it dries.
There you go. See? Now, bro, send me an invite so I kick his ass.
Okay.
Truth.
Sir.
Sacrifice.
You know
we had a few good matches in Sacrifice.
You know
not too many. We didn't actually get to go when there were any titles on the line. So I'm looking forward to clashing with you when it matters.
Me also. I am too, because you know what? I like challenges. But what I like more than challenges, CSWF. So if one is to promise to do something, then me, the standard bearer, I step forth and put myself in the firing line. As a matter of fact, you might want to email your cohort and tell them that Trick is looking for them.
Oh, no, there won't be any emails, there won't be any looking, because we won't be hard to find. Everything is going to be in sight for the public to view from the very moment I set foot in that swamp.
Okay, I will wait for you.
None of your cohorts should be very mouthy. So obviously nobody, or they're scared.
Come on, you know what cohorts mean, right, Bubbles?
What's that?
That's French for flunky.
You guys can find however many different ways you want to attempt to demean my allies, my accomplices. It does not matter. The fact still remains.
That you ain't done shit
yet. The promise will be kept. There is nothing. No, better yet. Let me stop. Let me rephrase that. There is no one who can prevent me from keeping this promise. It's not a matter of if. It's more of a matter of when. As in, when will I feel like disrespecting this title enough to drag it through the mud and light it on fire?
Hey, Bob, I still got GM powers over. I still got GM powers, right?
Yes, of course you do, Truth.
I'll give it 2 weeks and I'll run them off. 2 weeks.
Oh, look at that. I still have no notification of there being an invitation. Oh.
You stay out of my way, there'll be no problem. But if you toy with me, I'll burn you so bad you'll wish you died as a child.
That's what
okay,
I
well, I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy talking to you, Sheena. I always do. Look forward to you coming over there. And like I said, you know, don't say nothing personally.
True. Let's make it. Let's make it as classic as this moment in radio has been.
Okay. Then I'll end in my normal classic way. On your way out of CSWS, grab a tall glass of fuck you and a slice of kitty toe. Holla.
Ladies and gentlemen, Terrell, the motherfucking truth, Johnson.
The motherfucking truth.
Now, where's Mordrin when you need him? Damn it, this has almost been instant ratings. You have me, Judgment, Truth. The only one missing is Mordrin.
Mordrin. Well, he is gone to the wind. He's taking his...
Yes, I know. He's taking a hiatus. It's very, very saddening.
Yeah, it is. But I'm sure he'll come back with an attitude and have something to prove.
Well, I better make sure I save the man some tape.
Video
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here first. CSWF is about to turn into a war zone. Bubbles, I know you're still listening. Get me that invite.
Oh, don't worry, you little twerp. I'm getting it. And by the way, as of right now, there's a $250,000 bounty on your head.
Oh, that's amazing. Let me know which one of you is going to pay it out so I can collect myself, because no one that you send after me is going to be able to get that.
Oh, I'm sure there's quite a few that's going to want to take up that bounty, and I'm sure there'll be quite a few to eat your ass.
Will you give me the money?
Oh, yeah, hey, Count, that's a good idea. How about you collect it? No, wait, hey, Griffiths, I know you're listening, buddy. Why don't you come and collect it?
Yeah, collect that bounty.
It's all money going toward the Wicked Initiative anyway.
Oh, really?
there's no
Griffiths.
One better.
Oh,
you haven't
please.
You haven't been
that
paying. Did you notice he's the Wicked Antagonist?
Should have put two and two together. Guess there's going to be a bounty on his little itty-bitty non-existent head.
Oh, Bubbles, oh. Hey, don't stop while you're at it. We have more coming.
We do.
Okay.
So
I
you
have,
might want to get about. If you're gonna do 250, you're gonna need about 2 million, just so that way you can pay out each and every single one of these bounties. And I'll be ready to make sure every single one of my members is ready to collect.
I like money.
Oh.
I have no problem with having money.
You see, a lot of people seem to forget what it is that I do. Yes, it's true, I've been known to throw a match or two. Yes, it's true, I've been known to lose quite a lot of matches just simply by not giving a fuck. But when I put my word on it, well, that's when the wrestling ring becomes Group One.
I really hope that...
Do I need to explain that for anyone?
No, I got the USL reference. I hope that rings true for you this time. And, well, you are a tenacious fucker when you actually put your heart to it. So, the reason why I'm in your stable and having fun stirring the pot.
Can I pimp something?
No.
You want to pimp something? Yes, we have time. We have 7 minutes left. Well, a little over 7 minutes. Go ahead, pimp something.
All right. Directly after this, it seems that Sean is having Evolution Radio. So he'll put up the link. It's up to you to follow. I'm going to watch Banshee.
How's your network going? She's not here.
She came. She
exactly.
Saw. She disappeared.
I'm still here.
Hey, what the hell? What? Don't do that, Tanky. You almost got punched.
Oops. That wouldn't have been good. That would have sucked ass.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute everybody real quick. I have to do the sponsors, or Susie will hang me out to dry and shoot, use me as target practice, and I really do not want to be subdued to this. So, sponsors for Back to Basics. Okay, and just to know that we sponsor many, many companies. And if you would like to be a sponsor, just give me or Susie McHaggis a personal message in WU, and we will talk, and I'll get you the link, and you put it on your company page, and then we'll promote you on radio. So, you all should join WeLoveWrestling.com, The Candy Shop, NIVW, No Innocent Victims Wrestling, 4UK Wrestling, all the best, United Kingdom Wrestling, Alternate Wrestling Entertainment, also Network Wrestling Alliance, World Championship Wrestling, that sounds promising, The Unstoppable Lounge, Keystone Championship Wrestling, there's going to be a pipeline there, I tell you what, 1X Wrestling, there's also Karma Hardcore Championship Wrestling, run by Karma, she's a great GM, and if you like hardcore companies, it's always a fun time. There's NAWF, no idea what that acronym means, NMOD Hardcore Wrestling Alliance, that would be promising. I don't like hardcore myself, but there are many out there who do, and I wish you the best of luck with no defense. Global International Wrestling is another proud sponsor, and there's the Radical American Wrestling Federation, which is REWF, one of my favorite companies, and I am a champion there, so there is that. Then there's Extreme Psychotic Championship Wrestling, Howling Mad Productions, Breaking Point Wrestling, at New Japan Pro Wrestling, Vegas Coin Wrestling, the Future Stars of Wrestling. There's going to be some jackpots from there, I tell you. And then there's Lucha Underground, which if you wear a mask, I don't know why you're not there. And there's Wrestling Unstoppable, Brand Wrestling, and Hounds of Justice, which is run by Crushing Kelly. And honestly, starting next week when Susie is back, and it would be Count and Susie on Back to Basics, if you have a subject you would like to hear us talk, a few subjects, we'll hit one or two a show. And if we choose the subject that you email us or message us, we will give you 5 wrestling bucks each. So, and we may not use it that following week, but if we ever happen to use it down the line and it is yours, we will give you 10 wrestling bucks. I'm going to bring that back to callers now that I've done my duties. And, yes, I said duties on radio. Done my duties. We have 4 minutes left exactly. Anybody have anything else to say? Well, there is time.
Recently I've started back doing nameplates and shit like that. Don't just come ask me if I don't know you. I probably won't make you one. If I do know you, I still probably won't make you one. I do them for whoever the fuck I feel like at the moment. You can ask in the scene somewhere, wherever the fuck it is, just be my fan. I spam that shit at least like 7 times a day. Malice Island is currently being retooled. My GM's got lazy as fuck, so gonna do a little bit of changing there. Gonna still be fun as fuck, so if you're not in there, get in there. And the Wicked Initiative, I mean, what the fuck else do I have to say about that? It's us. We create interesting storylines.
I feel satisfied all of a sudden. Back to Basics Radio, and I'm now listening to no Scottish music anymore. I was hoping the icon was here. Not the freak icon. Freak icon's, well, never around.
You know, I'm not the only one that always gets spicy in mind every time that comes on.
See, I think of the Scottish anarchist, but yes, Spicy McTagg is also. A little known fact, or a well known fact, Spicy McTagg is no longer around with us at the moment in time, but he is married to my usual co host. And next, you will hear her voice, her lovely voice. She will not be absent from radio. I look forward to hearing her.
Grandma Susie owes me cake.
Cake. She makes better cobbler than cake.
You see that? I know you're listening, Grandma Susie. I want cobbler now.
Blackberry.
If I don't get the cobbler, Blackberry cobbler. If I don't get it, I promise you, this Thanksgiving, I am going to throw turkey all over the wall.
Thanksgiving's over, dude.
I said this Thanksgiving.
Listen to the after party. Call in if you're not already here. I'm playing our outro music, and I'll be right back in the after party.
Yeah. I'm out of here in a minute.
Welcome to the after party. How's everyone doing? Back on.
Good times.
That was some fun stirring the pot right there.
Oh, man. I did not expect all of those people to come in. I did expect Judgment and Bubbles to come in. Truth, that one was the wild card, and man, did it make for great radio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you messed with a swamp. Truth's going to show up.
I loved every second of it. Bubbles, I've been meaning to get with you. I know you just probably just read the inbox. I've been meaning to get with you for a while now. My schedule has been pretty hectic, so I probably forgot, or I may have been drunk and forgot. We've got to set a little something up.
Yeah, just send me a list of whoever's coming, and I will get them invites, and we'll get this going.
Yep, I'm down.
2015, think we'd have some fun.
Might as well. Alright,
who the hell is that? I didn't get anymore because I was not hitting a dead horse. That was my whole plan.
Sometimes you gotta set the record straight, right?
Mm-hmm. Put a little blurb, I didn't bitch. I think just pulled back and then moved on.
Shit happens. That's the way you do it.
I didn't win the contest of Dead Man's Radio, but if they ever have another one, I have high highlights. Of, you know, I hope to win.
For just because I know you have been running your own show for that long, sometimes to get your chat to actually call in, especially when you got somebody like charismatic like Shino was on, he said a whole lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
Listen to what he's saying and turn it around in the chat. Make them reply to him. Make them want to call in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know Bubbles was on hold and Justin was coming. But it's like, whoa. Okay. That works too.
If I talk on the lips of the stars, another helpful tip is bring your own entrance music.
Well, hey, Uncle Amadeus.
Bubbles.
What?
I'm only going to say a couple of things here. But one thing. I think it's time Lord Amadeus returns to the swamp.
Hell yeah! Yes, yes, yes! thing or a bad thing?
Are you working with us?
This could be scary.
Oh, shit. It's almost like we're getting the whole gang back together. Shit.
Damn. All right, I'm back, I think.
So I have a question. Lord Amadeus, now that you're here.
Real quick, Cal, I can't talk too much. But go ahead.
Okay. As the Platinum Dragon champion, I was wondering, is there a chance of declaring my opponent as Shifty?
No.
No?
No. I have plans.
Oh, well,
I have plans for you, Count.
She knows still here.
I think she knows still here. Oh, no, he left.
Oh, okay.
Me, Bubbles, Amadeus, obviously, and yourself. I think White Lightning might be wrong.
Oh, Lightning keeps... You keep forgetting Lightning.
Oh, it's not me. I can't see him anymore.
Can you... Hey,
Cal. Yeah, Cal's gone, guys. I do apologize. He had to go. But yes, I look forward to your plans.
Oh, yes. In truth? Truth.
He's not here as well. He's gone.
Oh, hell.
I know. He dropped a moment ago. I did not drop him. He just is no longer here.
Oh, okay.
I got Taylor Swift by Malice twice and made me laugh both times. I had to comment on it. Well, sure, he failed with me and Taylor Swift Judgment. And so I had to comment on the second one because it made me laugh.
Who did Judgment and what?
Oh, he's like, I'm going to finish. I'm going to finish. He did it to me once and he did it to you, so I laughed. I had a comment on the second time he came with you.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what he said.
Oh, you know when Kanye West? Never mind.
Can I go back to Minecraft now?
Yeah, go back to Minecraft, buddy. You make
okay,
me a mithril.
What?
You make me a mithril coat.
You messaged me and asked me to come on here tonight, so I thought I'd come on here for a few minutes because I don't play this game no more. So.
Oh, well, thank you for that. I do hope that changes, of course.
I don't think so. Not after what I've seen the past 3 days.
Well,
can I go back to Minecraft now?
You have fun on your Minecrafting.
That and Planet Warps, Black Ops. Anybody want to play games? Message myself. We have fun games. Bye.
Sorry, not our judgment. So, is anybody still in the after party, or am I just by myself ranting? Well, not really, just talking to myself.
Yourself ranting.
Well, you know, that Bubbles person is really mean. She wouldn't let me. I have no invite from CSWF yet. She's scared. She's scared that we're going to destroy her swamp.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I was happy to see Truth step up because, you know, he's Mr. CSWF boy.
He messaged me a couple week or two ago because somebody had mentioned the fact I was trying to get roster activity up. So I knew it was coming, and I was just sitting there in the feed, bitch. I was like, you tell that Cal Z to let me on so I can... I started bitching in messages.
Yeah, someone... Judgment came into the studio and let you on because I did not see the messages that you were sending me because I was busy on air.
Yeah.
Did not multiple.
I figured you were, and I can't get in the chat unless I'm... The only time I can see chat is when I'm on one of our shows when I'm in the studio.
Yeah, I could see the chat, but I wasn't actually actively paying attention to it.
Ah. Am I sending you too?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I'm getting that message. Malice back.
He went back to Minecraft. I'm not sure if he's listening. He went back to Minecraft. Well,
Oh, he went back to Minecraft. Alright, well, I guess if it's just you and me, we can end here, and I'll send you an invite.
Sounds like a plan. It was lovely talking to you. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to talking to you later.
Alright, talk to you later. Bye, Z.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the after party portion, recorded portion of Back to Basics. I hope you enjoyed the show, and next week, Count and Susie, the elf, will be here discussing many things. Send us your suggestions. Whoever we pick, whatever subject we decide to discuss, will offer 10 wrestling bucks. Well, thanks for joining us, and have a great night. Count out.